Blog Talk Radio.
Family, welcome to the Story Hour with Omi. Thank you so very much for joining us on this Tuesday, and we'd like to welcome the newcomers by saying Habari Ghani. We'd like to also welcome our old listeners and children. This is your hour. You're welcome to join us for Story Hour. Parents, allow the children to come in and gather around for Story Hour. That's right. That's what this advertisement says. Do you care to read? If you care to read, come on in and join us, because we're going to be true to our name. Periodically, we're going to be popping up, enticing you to read for at least 45 minutes to an hour. And parents, you definitely want to include your musical instruments in on this one. We want to teach you about how to include musical instruments into your language and your literacy program. That's right, you can teach language and music together. And it's quite all right, teachers, because you must teach children literacy and to value good literacy in the home. And today's lesson will be talking about reading, music, as well as introducing good literacy. And one of our favorite books that we're going to be introducing is The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And we'll also be reading you from The People That Could Fly, from American Black Folktales by Virginia Hamilton. Now, we do have a guest that is joining us again. One of our favorite friends, his name is Landon Outer, and he is coming to visit us again. And this time, ladies and gentlemen, he has a surprise for you. He will be entertaining you musically as well. And I'd like to say hello to our guest before we get started, and then we'll go right into talking about the topic of music. And we will also be reading you some fables from the People That Can Fly. You probably know some of these stories and can already recite them on your own. But it's very valuable, parents, that we should understand that you should take time out for reading and music in your home. I am employing all those parents who have little toddlers to get them involved as early as from birth. That's right, Mom. You might want to join a Mom and Me class and learn about how to incorporate music into your child's life at an early age. It's very valuable. It will help them learn to count rhythm, keep beat, and they can also learn how to be sociable. What do you mean, Omi? Children have to learn to be sociable, and they have to learn to get along with other children that are their equal peers. So, Mother, you can't teach that just by holding the child and nursing him and keeping him close to you. You must allow him to interact with other children his own age and some children that are not his age. But make him accustomed to other languages, hearing other sounds, not being afraid when he sees instruments, learning how to involve those instruments and expressing himself. What do you mean? I mean express yourself. Express yourself. You know how we used to say express yourself? You don't know how to do it, but you can express yourself. So you want your children to express themselves and be very expressive, and that's what we're going to do today, express ourselves. And also sing lullabies to those infants. And you don't always have to sing Rock-a-bye Baby on a Treetop. Rock-a-bye Baby on a Treetop. When the wind blows, a cradle will rock. And when the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all. We don't just have to do lullaby songs like that. Mothers, you can make up your own lullaby songs. Like, the sweetest thing I know in the whole wide world. Who's the sweetest thing I know in the whole wide world? Baby is the sweetest thing I know in the whole wide world. Baby is the sweetest thing I know in the whole wide world. You can make up your own songs, Mother. And don't be afraid to spend some time with your infants. They need to be embraced, too. And they need to learn about good literacy, and they need to hear good stories as well. We want to make sure parenting skills are taught in the home. And the only way you can teach those parenting skills in the home, you must practice it. If you're planning on having more than one child, get that musical instrument out. That's right. Get your tambourines out and get out your shake-a-rays and shake it down, mothers, and teach your children to dance to music, to wake up to music, and to let music be a part of their life. But most of all, let reading become a part of their lives. Now, we're going to say hello to our guest. He's out in the audience now, and he's probably dying to say hello to you. So hold tight if we go to our phone lines and say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Landon.
Hello, Landon.
Hello, Landon. He's speaking a little soft. Let me see if I can get him to speak out a little bit louder. Hello, Landon.
Hello, Landon.
All right. Can you say hello to the audience? Say hello, audience.
Hello, audience. Hello, audience.
Very good. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, he's probably eager to get on with the story. So let's get on with our first story, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And we'll get back to you on that other story, The People That Could Fly. Now, Landon, can you show me the front of the book? We went over this last time. Can you point to it? Can you point to the front of the book?
Back.
Very good. Can you show me the back of the book?
The back of the book.
Where is it?
Like. Yeah.
Very good. Now, who writes the book? Is it the author or the illustrator?
The author.
The author who draws those really fantastic pictures, the illustrator or the author?
The illustrator.
The illustrator. You remember from last time. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't he so smart? This little young man is learning to read. He's going to help us out today, and this Hungry Caterpillar book is by Eric Carle, a very famous Epcot book, and we'll be reading it to you today. Landon, can you turn the pages for me when I ask you to?
Yes.
All right. In the light of the moon, a very hungry little leaf. In the light of the moon, a very hungry little egg laid on a
leaf.
Very good, the leaf. Can you turn the page, please? One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped out of the egg. Came a tiny and very hungry
caterpillar.
Yes. Can you turn the page? Before we turn the page, what is that on the other side of the page? What is it?
Sun.
The sun. Thank you. Turn the page, please. He started to look for some
food.
On Monday, he ate through one
pear, apple.
But he was still very hungry, so on Tuesday, he ate through
two pears,
but he was still hungry. And on Wednesday, he ate through three
plums,
but he was still hungry. And on Thursday, he ate through four
strawberries,
but he was still very hungry. And on Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still very hungry. Can you turn the page, please? On Saturday, he ate through one piece of
chocolate cake,
and one cone of
ice cream.
One slice of Swiss
cheese.
One piece of
jelly.
One
lollipop.
One piece of cherry
pie.
One sausage.
Sausage.
One
cupcake.
One slice of
watermelon.
But he was no longer hungry anymore. That night he had a stomach ache. Oh, no. Yuck. His stomach hurt so bad. Why do you suppose his stomach hurt so bad? Because what?
Ate
too much food. He was a little pig. The next day was Sunday again, and the caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. His stomach didn't hurt anymore. Can you turn the page, Landon? Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore either. He was a big, fat, caterpillar. He built a cocoon around him. This was his house. And he stayed inside for more than
2 weeks.
Then he nibbled till he nibbled a hole in the cocoon. What did he do? He pushed his way through the cocoon and got out and became a beautiful, beautiful monarch, beautiful butterfly. That's what he became, a beautiful butterfly, ladies and gentlemen.
He stuck?
Yeah. Well, what happened to him?
But he was not where he stuck, where was he stuck?
He was stuck. Beautiful butterfly was stuck in the cocoon.
And he can't get out.
How did he get out?
But
he nibbled. How did he get out?
He nibbled.
And then he pushed his way through. Now, where can you find this butterfly? You can find him in your backyard, ladies and gentlemen. The monarch butterfly is always in your backyard. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a surprise for you, and so does Landon. We're now going to talk to you a little bit about musical instruments, and Landon wants to talk to you about his instrument. What instrument do you play, Landon?
It's violin.
The violin what?
The violin.
You play the violin? And how long have you been playing it?
1 month.
1 month. Okay. Now, how old are you?
3.
You're 3 years old. So, you are going to become a maestro?
3 years old. So, maestro.
You're going to become a maestro. So, what are you going to do for us today?
Some music.
Okay. Can I accompany you with this violin?
Yes.
What style do you play?
So was Suzuki.
Suzuki. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it will just hold tight. We're going to go to the commercial, and we're going to bring Landon's violin in, and he will play a little tune for you. He's a brand new beginner, so be patient with him as he...
Well, Mother is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare this little maestro, he is brand new at this, only been practicing for about a month, but he wants you to hear what he's been practicing. And if you just listen, and maybe you can see the beginning of a maestro, hold tight, and we're going to allow you to listen to him. Can you stand up, please, Landon? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening. Okay, can you do it? Can I hear it? Okay, that was great, Landon. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the younger children have been great. Landon, Landon, how do you feel about that?
I feel about that.
You feel good now that you played it?
Yeah. I feel good played it.
So what does it make you think about when you're playing the violin? What is that instrument like?
The instrument, like I play by violin, I take my lessons.
And when you take your lessons, do you follow the instruction of the teacher?
The teacher was at different lessons.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the violin practiced by Landon. He is a beginner, ladies and gentlemen. He is a brand new beginner. And Landon, can we say thank you for joining us this afternoon?
I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so very much. Will you come back and visit us again soon?
Yes.
When? How soon? Like next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
That sounds like a plan to me. We love your violin lesson, and we love what you do with the violin. And you tell your mommy thank you for coming and letting you come to play with us, okay?
My violin. I'm going to play you both with my violin. I'm welcome.
Thank you so much. You are welcome.
Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the three-year-old's voice that you've been hearing. He's going to excuse himself now. He has some playing to do, and he has to scatter on out of here. But we're going to go to station identification and hold it right there. If you're in the chat room and if you'd like to respond with me and talk and correspond, please do so. Thank you.
Well, mother is a message. Got to take it, the message to our brothers and sisters.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that brief moment with our musical instrument. I'd like to talk to you about two other instruments that you can purchase for your child that are pretty reasonable, and every parent should have an arsenal full of musical instruments. And these instruments are not very expensive, but they should have an arsenal of instruments such as your tambourine. And there's a baby tambourine that you can purchase. And there's one called the tambourine that lights up. And these are things that babies should have access to so that they can play them. And these tambourines can go right to church with you, or they can go to any type of entertainment where your child learns about how to play these instruments. And it's very vital that you should understand that children need to be introduced to these instruments. And there's something called the classical baby. The classical baby CDs and DVDs, they come in music, dance, and art, and they introduce the child to all the classical music. It's very vital that you should start your infants out in playing with musical instruments, bells, shakeres, tambourines, and drums. Because the sooner you start them, the sooner they can entertain themselves and keep themselves company. Now, there are a lot of mommy and me classes throughout the suburban area, but very few in the urban area. And most of us teachers need to start writing grants to incorporate music into those high-risk, lower socioeconomic areas so that those mothers can come with their 3 and 4 year olds and even their infants to learn about how to include music in Mommy and Me's classes. That's right. And that's something that I will be talking to districts about more and more, about how to introduce music into the community as outreach and as an effort for mother and father to interact with the child. Our African Americans do not know a whole lot about interacting with their children. They're too busy making money. But when they can take an afternoon off on those days that they do have time off, they can interact in a class with their infants and toddlers and embrace them with musical instruments that they can actually take home. That's right, and they can repeat these lessons at home. When children learn things with a group of parents, they learn them for life, and mother has an opportunity to bond with her child. And dad can also get in on the picture and bonding, too. It's very vital that we should get our children enrolled in these programs. Violin lessons are not expensive, and the violin is not even that expensive. You can set up a payment plan, mother, if you tend to lease or want to lease your equipment, or if you want to buy it outright. But it's a wise investment for the child to become centered in bonding with you and become familiar with the classics. So why do children need to learn about the classics? Isn't it okay for you to turn on the radio and for them to learn something about the hip-hop beat? Nothing wrong with them learning about the hip-hop beat, but the classes are what they're being tested on when they get to high school. Those are the classes that they will see on a test, and they will be more accustomed to all of the classical artists and the dancers, and a lot of them are black. Make sure you introduce them to the black classics as well. Nina Simone is a classical piano player. Introduce them to Nina Simone. That's right. I know she's controversial, but nevertheless, she is our black classical artist, and it's very vital that they should be familiar with some of her music. And what I'd like to also say is, mothers, you can write some nursery rhymes, and you can write some stories. Now, today, we're going to read you some stories from The People That Could Fly. This is one of my arsenal's best books, and I told you I read this book all the time by Virginia Hamilton. It's an American black folk tale. Now, one of the stories that I'd like to do for you is, I've done quite a few stories out of this book before, but I think we're going to do a story today for children. This book is used for adults and children, and it is a book written for African-American families. And African-American families should know about this book. And I'm going to read A Wolf and Little Daughter, one of my favorites. If you just bear with me, I'll be getting into character as I read this book. And I'm going to ask you to listen with your heart and with your ears. And children, you gather around too, because this story is for you. A Wolf and Little Daughter. One day, Little Daughter was picking some flowers. There was a fence around the house and that she lived in with her papa. Papa didn't want Little Daughter to run to the forest where there were wolves. He told Little Daughter never to go out the gate alone. "Oh, I will, Papa. I will," said Little Daughter. "I will not go out of the gate." One morning, her papa had gone away for something, and Little Daughter thought she'd go hunting for flowers. She just thought it wasn't going to harm anything. So she peeped through the gate, and that flower was sitting there. And that's what she saw. So she decided to go through the gate. She saw a wild yellow flower so near to the gate that she stepped outside of the picket fence to pick it. Little Daughter was out of the fence now. She saw another pretty flower. She skipped over and got it, held it in her hand. It smelled so sweet. She saw another, and she got it too, but it was on the other side. Put it with the other flowers, she thought. She was making a pretty bunch to put in her vase for the table. And so Little Daughter got farther and farther away. She picked the flowers and the whole bunch she picked. And the whole time she sang a song like this. All at once, pitty-pat, 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 pitty-pat. All at once, Little Daughter heard a noise. She looked up and saw a great big wolf. The wolf said to her in a low, cruel voice like this, "Sing the sweetest, goodest song that you always sing. Why don't you sing it?" So the little child sang that song. Tripla, 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 kumwe, tripla, kumwe, kumo. And pitter-pat, 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 Little Daughter tiptoed toward the gate again. She walked right into the gate again and came closer to the wolf. Pitter-pat, 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 pitter-pat. She tripped right over to the gate. And the wolf looked at her with really cross eyes. The wolf looked at her with really cross eyes, and he was wondering what she was doing. But she could not hear from looking around for the pitter-pat, pitter-pat, pitter-pat. She ran from the wolf. This time she went farther and farther away. And ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to let you know that the wolf is a symbol of something. And it's very vital that when your mothers and daddies tell you not to go anywhere, you cannot go outside of the gate when they say don't go outside of the gate. But the little girl decided to go outside of the gate anyway. Now let's see what happens. Pitter-pat, 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 pitter-pat. The little girl tiptoed. Through the gate she went. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. Hold tight. Now, as you know, this little girl had did something wrong that her mother and that her father told her not to do. So what do you think she did wrong? Did she follow her father's instructions? Or did she go outside of the gate and get in trouble? She went outside of the gate. She sang that sweetest, pretty song. Train back in the way. Train back in the way. Pitter-pat, pitter-pat, pitter-pat. Train back in the way. Now, ladies and gentlemen, hold tight for 1 minute. We're going to go to commercial.
Pomona is a message. Got to get the message. A message to our brothers and sisters.
Pitter-pat, the little daughter tiptoed toward the gate. She's going back home, but she hears a big, heavy voice, pitter-pat, 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 coming behind her. And there was the wolf. He said, "Did you move?" in a gruff voice. The little daughter says, "Oh, no, wolf. What occasion would I have to move?" "Well, sing the sweetest, goodest song again that you always sing," says Wolf. Trepa, trepa, trepa kunkwe, trepa kunkwe. And the wolf is gone again. The little girl looked around. The child goes back some more. Pitter-pat, 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 in a soft, like way, tippy-toeing back towards the gate. But she soon hears very loud pitter-pat, pitter-pat, pitter-pat coming behind her. And there is the great big wolf, and he says to her, says, "I think you moved." "Oh, no, dear wolf," little daughter tells him, "what occasion would I have to move?" So he says, "Sing that sweetest, goodest song that you always sing again." Little daughter begins to sing. Trepa, trepa, trepa kumwe, trepa kumwe. And the wolf is gone again. But pitter-pat, 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 coming on behind her, there is a wolf. He says to her, he says, "You move." She says, "Oh, no, wolf. What occasion would I have to move? Sing the sweetest, goodest song again that you always sing, says the big bad wolf. She sang, Trebla, 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 Kumwe, Trebla, Kumwe. The wolf is gone again. And she, the little daughter, pity-pat, 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 away again, close to home. She is so close to the gate now, and this time she hears a pitter-pat, pitter-pat, pitter-pat coming behind her quickly. Little daughter slipped inside the gate, and she shuts it click-clack, click-clack, rackety. The wolf is on the other side. The bad wolf is on the other side, and the sweetest little daughter is good as safe at home. Finally, she gets in the gate. And such as this one, this tale talks about a relationship between people and animals. A wolf and a daughter can be thought of as a wonder tale with a dreamlike quality expressed through the repetition of some of the words. The child and the animal combined it with a combination going back to the time when the slaves was made and the storytellers on the slave ship, they told stories to the children. And these tales of African saying words or pitter-pat phrases survived this whole journey. However, the meaning of the words does not survive in the song fragment Little Daughter Sings to Wolf. Trey bla kunkwe, trey bla, trey bla, trey bla kunkwe, trey bla, trey bla, trey bla kunkwe. And these are African tales, ladies and gentlemen. And please remember to pick up a book by the people that can fly, American Black Tales, Folk Tales for Your Children. I'm sure Virginia Hamilton will be pleased and glad that you did. Thank you so very much for going on this hour with us, with Omi, as she tells tales out of school, and also introduce you to the music and the great tales for your infants and toddlers and preschoolers. Ladies and gentlemen, we look forward to hearing from you next Tuesday.
Well, Mother is the message, got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can find these books at the library, or you can actually go and buy them for your home. It's very vital that you should look into music lessons for those young toddlers as well as those preschoolers. This is the time to get them started when they're 3 years old. We'll bring more music to you and talk to the school districts about how to write grants to incorporate more music classes in your schools and to bring in the Mommy and Me classes for those infants and toddlers and those brand-new babies right out of the womb, because music is for the whole family, and we want to make sure that parents and teachers respect the art of music, because music is truly a language that can be heard all over the universe. But we first must introduce it to our children. And let's try to be more astute to singing more than just lullabies to our children. Let's sing them a love song as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we can sing love songs to our children. There is a place we'll go where there is mostly quiet. Flowers and butterflies, a rainbow lives beside it. You can feel the coolness still in the air, but you're still warm. And when the quiet storm will start the wind to crying, not even lightning will be frightening to my lion, with no need to run and no need to fear. You're standing strong and calm. because you're the bravest lion of them all. If on purpose you must call, then keep on trying and trying and trying, because you're a lion, you're a lion in your own way. Be a lion, a lion. We will see you next Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, around noontime, so please do tune in. Thank you very much.
Well, Moshe is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
You might want to hear Landon play a little bit before he goes out of the studio. Hold on tight. Hold on. Landon, are you playing?